This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, took great care of us yesterday during all the water, so we really appreciate all of that. We thank you for joining us once again on WKOK Sunrise. In the studio with us now, Taylor Lightman is back, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. He's going to give us an update on some activities that are coming up. The big project, the Bull Run Project yesterday, they asked their big pump to stand down yesterday for a time, so we'll talk about how that went, and we're going to talk to him about other aspects of Lewisburg. So welcome aboard, Taylor. Thanks for coming in.
It's always a pleasure, Mark. It's good to be here. And say what, 57 degrees? I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, we'll take it. How about that? Yeah, they said today we're going to have a real feel of almost 80 degrees. So
I'll take the sweater off later.
We won't know how to do it. We also have an additional guest today. Steve Beattie is here. He's the Community Development and Grant Manager for the Borough of Lewisburg. I'm going to call you the new guy. How long have you been on board over there?
Good morning, Mark. Thanks morning. For having me.
How long have you been on board?
I've been on here 3 months with the Borough.
All right, so news definitely appropriate. All right, so you know why, I'm just going to blurt it right out, you know why the bathroom costs so much. So that's a question that just keeps coming up, but is well worth every penny, I think we're going to hear today. So we'll talk about that. Steve, if you don't mind, just tell us about your job and the things that you do as a community development and grant manager, please.
Sure, Mark. I do many different things for the borough. We're a small staff, so mainly what I do is project management for the multiple projects that the borough goes through. I also write grants and manage those grants, administer them, make sure we're in compliance. And then I also am an emergency management coordinator with the borough, so yesterday was a busy day for me, watching the streams and so forth.
And how did Lewisburg make out yesterday?
So I think we made out really, really good. Bull Run, which was our main concern yesterday, was bank full and didn't go over its banks downtown, though it did in the St. Mary Street Park area, but that's pretty typical, and we're ready for that.
All right, then we'll flip to Taylor and talk about this pump real quick. Just one more sentence about the water. This pump that was pumping Bull Run around the construction site. Explain what happened earlier this week.
So, and BD might be actually the best person to say why, but they let the water go through. They didn't want to stop it and create potential hazards and stuff like that. But, I just want to say, all the excavation work is done on that project, essentially. And I think it was a great proof of concept for that project, because if you looked at the water in that section, it was not bankful, and it was running very slowly and calmly. If you go up a little bit north of there and a little bit south, the water was really up high, running really fast, and so I think a lot more dangerous. So
all
I think
so
it's a good project.
Maybe some stream bank mitigation going to take place there in the years ahead at other locations along the way. So we'll flip back and revisit water yesterday as part of our conversation as time goes on. I always try to do this if we get a chance, and that's let our guests kind of pick the order of things. So Taylor wants to start out and end with the schedules and events. So please, what are some of the highlights on the upcoming Lewisburg Neighborhoods activities?
Well, the biggest thing that we have going on right now is on the 25th of September, we're going to have a community picnic and tree plant. That's going to happen from 10 to 1 at the St. George Street boat launch. So that's at the corner of South Front Street and St. George Street.
And why do that activity, the trees and the picnic?
Well, this activity is actually honoring the work of, or celebrating the work of Sam Pearson, who, longtime listeners will know as my predecessor for 8 years. And, it's just good to get out in the community. I know COVID has been a real downer, to say the least. Really suppressed a lot of the things that we like to do together as a community. So this is a good outdoor activity. People are getting together. We're going to have a brunch Saturday morning. And then, you can stay for brunch, or you could also stay and plant. We got about 100 tree seedlings coming in from the Keystone 10 Million Trees program, and so we're going to plant those throughout the borough. And I think both of those activities really honor Sam's work. And come on out, have a cup of coffee. Amami Cafe is going to be donating the coffee that day, and a lot of volunteers will be donating some food. And so, yeah, it's going to be a good activity. I encourage folks to get down there.
Oh, I'll have to go down there. Double Americano has got Mark Lawrence written all over it, so I'll be down there. It's incidentally $3.20 when you get them at the store, so that's a $3 value.
It's going up, too.
Well, and you mentioned celebrating Sam Pearson and the impact of COVID. It's not ironic that lots of folks stayed safe and had great hope throughout and information because of Sam Pearson during the pandemic, because wearing her hat as Lewisburg Neighborhoods and just as a good community member, and she kept a lot of people informed about that. So we're going to raise her up and give her a little salute on September 25th. Any other activities on the schedule that are worth highlighting? There's half a dozen different things, but biggies?
Well, I'll just always a plug for Unpaved that's coming up at the beginning of October. I think it's the second weekend in October, the 9th and 10th. Big stuff happening in Lewisburg.
And if folks forget what Unpaved is?
Well, Unpaved is one of the largest gravel bike races in the country, and it happens right here in the Valley. And we also coincide that with our big fall festival.
All right, Lewisburg Rail Trail, or the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail, part of the unpaved path, but not all of it.
It goes all the way out to Bald Eagle State Park, and, they ride more miles than I could even think about doing in one day. So it would take me probably 6 months to ride that much.
Well, Sam told us a couple years ago they developed a kid's ride, and I go on the kid's ride. So it's about 8 miles, so I can do that. All right, so that's the bike riding. That'll be coming up, and the tree planting and picnic on September 25th. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and mark your calendar. All right, well, let's revisit the project then. We'll go right back to Steve Beattie, and who's helping to oversee and make sure that grant compliance is a huge issue for municipalities. You're making sure that's happened. What's the status of the project? It's years of work, so we're really not even at the halfway point.
Right. We're approaching the halfway point. I'd say we're about at 40% complete, though the bulk excavation is done, and that's the biggest thing that folks have seen. In the next 2 weeks, we're getting into a critical point in the project related to the stream restoration, and that's basically you'll start to see us put the stream back together again in a much more natural form. So you'll begin to see boulders and this new stream bed material placed, erosion control, the seeding of a natural meadow area, and so forth. So we're hoping, we had a setback this week with the rain, so we need to let the site dry out a bit, and then we'll be back at it next week. And in about 2 weeks, we hope to permanently place water back in the stream.
All right. And so you'll resume the pumping at some stage would be feasible at this point?
Yeah, either today or tomorrow we'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, the pump that you installed there on WKOK's Facebook page, hundreds of shares. Lots of folks found that fascinating that you were doing that and how you were doing that. So people found that interesting that those pictures emanated from the visit that I originally met you
right
at the scene. He caught me considering trespassing on the site. So that was, I'm not sure if I saved a ticket or not. I'm not
we
sure.
We welcome you, Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, so, outside the fence. Okay, so that's the project we'll run. What has to happen in the year ahead? We got some seeding and some things to do now. Explain what's going to be happening in the year ahead and what most of the work is focusing on now.
Right. So the next stage, once the stream is wrapped up, they'll get back into construction of the pathway that will extend from Market Street over to the campus of Bucknell. And that will be most of October and into November. And then once the weather turns and it becomes cooler, it'll be a good time to start the Nature Play construction area, which will be in the back part of Kidsburg. And then winter will set in, they'll take a break, and then in the spring it will be planting time.
All right, some folks may be familiar with the rail trail as it approaches the Piers area at the rear of the Siam Cafe in that region. What will happen to the rail trail from there when this is done?
So from there, you'll be able to cross Market Street, which right now there is a mid-block crosswalk at that location, but you'll then continue on through, and it will continue down to St. Louis Street parallel to the railroad tracks. There'll be the same type of fencing, but it'll be a little different experience because you'll be inside the park at that point. So there'll be plantings along the trail, there'll be benches, there'll be lighting, and it'll have a more of a park feel, but certainly allow people to traverse on their bicycles and run and walk and so forth.
All right. And as you go closer to Bucknell, what happens to the rail trail then?
So it'll make a turn down St. Louis Street and then a turn again on South 6th Street and then head down South 6th Street where houses formerly were. A few years ago, we had completed a project to remove those houses, which makes a lot of this project feasible. And that will be an asphalt path that will take you down to the campus.
Okay, so really the rail trail, Bucknell, connecting to the rail trail to Mifflinburg, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's super. Well, that's going to be fantastic. Taylor, let's get you to weigh in on this. What other aspects of the project have yet to happen that Lewisburg Neighborhoods is monitoring?
Well, I think Steve really covered it all. I mean, the one thing that I would highlight is that all the plants that are going in, they're native plants. And native plants are very good at getting water and wicking water up out of the ground. And I think that that's a component that I'm really excited about. And I know a lot of other people are as well.
Right, yeah. Hot to dry spells are going to be more common, we think. And drought-resistant native plants is going to be something that's going to be important to a lot of folks. All right, so that is the Bull Run project that is underway there. There is some signage at the scene that indicates kind of what's happening there. Give people an idea what's going on happening, but the extension of the rail trail and the renaturalizing and the making useful for flood control are other aspects of that. We'll take a quick break now. We'll be back at 7:40, and when we do, we'll wrap up any other details about the project. We'll talk about the new restroom that'll be there, fully accessible, and that's going to be important to a lot of folks, we think, down in that area. We got to mention the sirens, not beautiful women trying to lure people to Lewisburg. Although that might work, the emergency sirens and some other events and projects in town. So we'll be talking with Steve Beatty is here. He's community development and grant manager in Lewisburg, and Taylor Lightman, executive director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods.
From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Yeah, we monitored the rain yesterday, and we put it is an official On the Mark mug out to back, and you can see that yesterday, and you can see the water line in there.
Whoa.
So that's a 6-inch tall mug, so there's about a half an inch left. But one of our good eggheads around here said, well, you probably had splashing of rainwater out the top when it was near the top. So about 5.5 inches, we'll just leave it at that. You are listening to WDKOK Sunrise. Taylor Lightman is here, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Mark.
And Steve Beatty is here, Community Development and Grant Manager in Lewisburg. Also happens to be the Emergency Management Coordinator. Pardon me, everybody. And welcome back, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.
Your efforts yesterday to monitor rainfall, you got 3 inches or so in Lewisburg. How did everything seem to go yesterday?
Yeah, it went really great, actually. And the best part about the storm yesterday was it was spread out over about a 15-hour period. So having that lower intensity over a longer period of time really helped out the borough, kept us from flooding.
All right. And during the rainfall, the borough and the contractor temporarily decommissioned the pump that was bypassing Bull Run so that really the whole watershed and flood control and community project that was under there could kind of enjoy its natural expansion of floodwaters and calm waters, to use Taylor's terms. So that worked out yesterday at that place. place, and then the pump will be recommissioned and placed back in the creek in the days ahead. So we'll monitor that. One of the big aspects of this that a lot of folks are looking forward to is a restroom fully accessible, including a fountain for dogs. So that's very important, Steve. Well, hey, if you're walking a dog and you don't want to walk down by the creek, that's going to be important.
I wouldn't feed my dog that water.
Oh, the creek water.
The creek water, yeah.
Why should the dog be punished? Okay, I got you. All right, Steve, please tell us about this restroom project. Really, lots of folks looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. This is something that the residents of the borough have been asking for a long time. And the temporary measure were the porta-johns that are in the park today. And so we've done planning over the last year for this project, and we're currently out to bid. We'll receive bids in 2 weeks. And presumably, if everything works out with our bids, we'll have this thing constructed over the winter months.
Tell me about the cost. I know some people gasp when they hear hundreds of thousands of dollars for a restroom, but this is a permanent facility made to last and literally 100% accessible.
Yeah, you know, it is a bit of a bunker-type building. So it is a precast concrete building, and it'll actually come in on a tractor-trailer and craned into place. So this won't be a stick-built building that, you know, typical other construction is. And the reason is, you know, unfortunately, we have vandalism, so it needs to be resistant to vandalism, but then it also has to last through the ages. This building will still be there 50-plus years from now.
And it's in the floodplain in general?
It is just outside of the floodplain, so we are not allowed to construct buildings below the flood elevation. So this will be right at flood elevation, but it won't be inundated.
And a fountain for dogs, please.
And a fountain for dogs.
And for humans.
And a bottle filler, and it's quite the fountain. I'm actually looking forward to it.
All right. And security, we know the regional police will keep a good eye on it for you.
Yeah, and it'll have automatic controlled locks, so it'll be locked up at night. There'll be security cameras on the building. And you know, just a solid building. The cool thing also is the building will complement the Borough Hall next door, which is the historic freight train station. So it'll have complementary brick facade and yeah, also a gable roof and so forth. So it'll look good.
And it's two independent bathrooms that are unisex and both are handicap accessible.
100% accessible. I think that's noteworthy. A lot of folks say they add a handle and a ramp and they say, okay, now this is accessible.
Yeah. And even you know, to complement this accessibility, there's a baby changing station in both restrooms that is actually
right,
capable of handling adults as well, so not just for babies, diaper changing.
So that's very important. Yeah, and I think people kind of think, what is it that really raises a quality of life in a community? And it's the fact that when you say everyone's invited, you literally mean everyone, and that's very important. So, all right, so that's the restroom project, the precise time frame. I'm so obsessed with the dog drinking that I forgot to listen to the precise time frame.
So we're out to bid now. We should award this in about a month, and then there's a manufacturing period of about 3 months. So my guess is there is also a utilities part of this project to get sewer and water to the site. It's a bit of a circuitous route to that site. So my guess is we'll see this building placed around March. But keep in mind, this is within the fenced-in area of the park, so it won't be accessible until the other project is finished. So they'll kind of be a grand opening with all of this.
Well, I certainly hope that
and
there is.
All the more reason for next summer, Music in the Park, events at Hoofnagle. Come on down. You're welcome in Lewisburg.
All right. Yeah, well said. I think that's important to say, and a lot of folks are looking forward to that. Imagine how much money you could save if there were no such thing as mischief, though.
Unfortunately,
security and locks and cameras and all that sort of thing, but that's another issue. Okay. Emergency sirens, this is right up your alley as well as emergency management coordinator.
Yeah, this is something we've needed for a while. Some years ago, the borough had an emergency notification system, which purely was just sirens. This is going to be an upgraded system. It'll be borough-wide. So we're in the planning stages right now. It is fully funded through our community development block grant monies. And it'll consist of four notification towers throughout the borough, including one over on the west side of Route 15. And the difference here is it'll have a siren aspect, but it'll also have the ability to give verbal communication to folks.
Wow.
So these will be either pre-recorded messages that we're in the process of defining what those pre-recorded messages will be, or we could also get on the loudspeaker ourselves and direct folks based on the emergency that's occurring.
Talk about opportunities for mischief.
I was just thinking the same thing.
If I was
a hacker, boy. Merry Christmas, everybody. Please listen to WKOK at all times. At all times and in all places. All right, yes, we think that'll be happening. Yeah, make sure that the laptop that feeds them is in your care and control.
That's right.
24/7. So.
And I want to say, a future project that could happen with this is actually a text notification system. This isn't in the current system, but this could be enabled with this current new awesome high-tech technology that we're putting in.
Yep, that's right. And so that will be likely in the future, and the system we're going to be installing will be compatible, and they'll work together.
So this is going to be a comprehensive system, and really, you've always had a spectacular Union County Emergency Management Agency.
Absolutely.
And then Lewisburg's always been a step ahead, trying to make sure that they're 100% current with all the things that you can do to prepare people and help people and help the constituents and save lives, really, is the bottom line. So good for you and good for that. All right. Additional remarks that might relate to emergency management, or Steve's the many good hats that he wears, anything else related to those topics we got to mention? We're going to visit back. Okay. So unpaved and tree planting and picnic, reiterate the important events on your calendar. We have about 90 seconds left.
Absolutely. So tree planting community picnic on September 25th. We're welcoming everybody to the St. George Street boat launch. That's at the corner of South Front Street and St. George Street. Starts at about 10. People can get a cup of coffee, maybe some food. And then, if you want, set out and plant some trees with us. Unpaved is happening, I believe it's October 9th and 10th. That's a Friday and Saturday. Come on down to downtown Lewisburg. It's a great time to get out here. There will be lots of vendors, cool things to do. We encourage everybody to get down.
All right, so we'll send some folks down there. And Unpaved is coming up. When is that? And where do we get more information?
Unpaved, I believe it's the 9th and 10th of October, I think it's the second weekend in October. And it's a fall festival in Lewisburg, gravel bike race, and generally a good time.
All right. Well, we'll see you next month. We'll lock in some of those topics, too. Do you know who your guests you're bringing in next month by chances?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lewisburg is actually embarking on a local climate action plan that is funded by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. And we'll be bringing in the folks to talk about that.
All right. Local climate action plan. And don't forget, you always got the possibility of having folks on the news line while you're here in person. So
absolutely.
If you got somebody traveling a great distance. Well, men, thank you both so much for coming in and for all your information and your help and for all you're both doing.
Yeah, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, the Lewisburg Facebook page, 100% current on the things that are happening, and the Lewisburg Borough website is
LewisburgBorough.org.
LewisburgBorough.org. All right, super. Thank you both so much. Taylor Lightman, Executive Director, Lewisburg Neighborhoods. Steve Beatty is Community Development and Grant Manager. And we also put on his Emergency Management Coordinator white helmet while he was here. So I appreciate that. I was going to say hat, but it's a lot more official than that.